Hello, everybody. My name's Dougie, and you're listening to the Made in Scotland 80s podcast. Enjoy. So this is the Blue Nile Specials, the Blue Nile Gathering, the G3. It's recorded live at the Oran Mór. There's some amazing people there. People from all over the world come to this event. And the powerhouse behind it that organised it, Gino Williams. What an amazing guy to do all this. Gino, we all thank you for everything that you do for this group. And it's one huge, big, happy family. All sharing our love for the Blue Nile. And let's just hear what the people have to say. I hope you enjoy it as much as me. When I was there, it was just brilliant. So over to the people and enjoy. So here we are at the G3. So it's the third year of the Blue Nile Gathering. And we are with...
Kim,
are you enjoying yourself tonight?
I am. I'm delighted to be here. It's third time lucky for me. I had to cancel the first two events.
Yep.
For personal reasons on both occasions. So it's very special to be here this evening. Mm. Although I've been to other Blue Nile events. But this is like kind of the birthing place of it all.
It's a lovely place as well, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
And we get some great entertainment from Mark tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, the atmosphere, I mean, it's Glasgow, Blue Nile, you know, it's the source of it all.
It is. And where have you come from, Kim?
Well, only from Edinburgh.
Yeah.
But, you know, for two nights and without my son and my husband, so it feels like a special thing to do.
And do you have a favourite Blue Nile song? I think we've spoken about this earlier. Do you have a favourite one, or is it all of them?
Well, the first one I heard of was in 1985, Tinseltown,
yep,
in the rain. So, but I've followed them, love all of their music, have all the albums, and I like the Paul Buchanan solo CD, and PJ Morancrow more recently.
We're quite spoiled just now, aren't we?
Well, it feels that way, but then the music is something to savour. It's not something you always listen to, I find. You have to be in the right mood. But it's a special thing. It's like a hidden secret to discover the music. And then discover the people that love this music, that we come together like this from quite a few places in the world, I think.
Yeah. Kim, I'll let you enjoy the song then.
Thank you very much. Lovely speaking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy your night.
You too.
I very much for Blue Nile. Thank you, gentlemen.
So here we are, we're going round the tables, and we are now with two. I'm honoured to be with two of the main organisers of the G3. Could you tell me, guys, your names, first of all, and how hard this has been to pull and push together?
It's Richard Brown.
Yep. And Martin McCarthy.
Oh, fantastic.
And we've been planning it for some considerable time. Yeah. Put a lot of work in it. There's a few other admins have chipped in and helped us.
Have they done their fair bit?
What did you do, Martin?
Oh, apart from paying for it.
Yeah.
We organised, booked all the meals, organised all the menus, got the table plan ready.
Yeah.
You know, basically got everything ready, got the name badges printed up and stuff.
Yeah, I remember shuffling the name badges around so they were in order.
Yeah.
And obviously we got a few people to do the name plates on the table and things like that. And the table sets, you know, we did all that. So it was hard work, but you know, as you see from tonight, it's really worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of newcomers on this year. There's probably about 25% are new. And then you've got the regulars that meet. We've got people from Boston, people from North Carolina, yep. Europe, and all over Scotland.
So this is my first one.
This is your first
before.
One?
This is my first one.
Right. Oh, this is good.
It's great. Like, obviously, it's a Blue Nile night, so do you have a favourite Blue Nile song? And if so, why? Do you have a favourite Blue Nile song?
Headlights,
kind of picking
I think.
Your favorite
headlights
child.
For me, probably.
Yeah, with me, it'd be a toss out between Family Life and Headlights.
Yeah, I think Headlights Live is breathtaking.
Yeah.
Yep.
Headlights Live is pretty special. Seeing them live is pretty special.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's for people that aren't here. So this is a full weekend for anyone that hasn't made it here today. It's like the full weekend, isn't it? It's like
it is. Yeah, we've got another more informal night tomorrow night. PJ is going to be there. We've got a listening party for his new album. Malcolm Lindsay is going to be there, and Mike McKenzie, the singer. So it'll be good for newcomers that didn't make the launch party. They can meet them,
yep.
Listen to the new songs, and then get the story behind them and how Malcolm produced it, and they got Mike in to sing it in one take, literally the whole album.
What was it?
Literally in one take. Yeah, breathtaking voice. It's good.
So it's getting all the newcomers to sort of meet PJ as well, which is great because probably. Yeah. None of them will have met PJ. You know, obviously they would have heard of him, but you know, not met him. Like, you know,
stuff.
So we're great, glad that me and Martin could get him there. So yeah.
Well done, good. Well done. Hats off.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
To the top, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Man. Enjoy the rest of your night. We'll be right back.
So just doing a bit of walk around about, and I bumped into none other than the legend Chris Thompson from the Bathers. Chris, great to see you.
Good evening, good to see you, Dougie. How are you doing?
I'm good.
We
meet so many times, and here we are again.
Yes, here we are again, I know. A nice Blue Nile tie-in.
Yep.
Great. Lovely bunch of people. Yeah, the venue looks stunning.
Yep.
The Alistair Gray ceiling above us here.
Oh, it's,
we're just discussing, I think he was a fair age when he did that.
Oh, right.
I think someone mentioned in his 70s on a scaffold. Well, that's a fair height. I mean, you probably know better than me. What height are we talking here? 30, 40 feet?
Yep, aye. At least,
yeah, he must have had a head for heights.
Definitely.
Just even up your ladder in the morning. you don't want to find you've forgotten that special brush or something.
No, this is true.
But it's a stunning piece of work.
Oh,
and a lovely, we're here to pay respects to the wonderful Blue Nile.
Yep. And it's very fitting, isn't it? It's a very fitting location for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So have you been to any of the gatherings before, Chris?
Well, this is an upgrade for me because I came to the last one before lockdown. My friend Paul McGeeken and I came in just for drinks at this very spot where we're standing. But this year I've had the upgrade to sitting and having the full three-course meal. It's been great. Yeah, really nice. In that period, because of they were kind enough to ask us to play at some of the mini gatherings in Aberdour, and so I've got to know a lot of the Blue Nile Facebook gang and lovely people, count them as friends.
Yep. It's nice to have you, Chris. I know you're playing Frets next week.
Yeah.
The episode won't be out in time for that.
Uh-huh.
But can you tell us about some of your gigs that you have coming up in the new year?
My memory has just been jogged because apparently we're playing in Cumbernauld towards the end of January, which is Cumbernauld Theatre.
Uh-huh.
So it should be a nice full band show.
Right.
And I'm hoping that next year it'll be as busy as possible with live gigs because we've got new material coming out, some reissues coming out, the Friends Again album comes out, and I think Pandemonium and Vinyl, so it seems like it's all go.
Yep.
Yeah.
So do you think your new material will be next year now?
I think so. I've kind of got a deadline to finish it by Christmas, and it's, there really isn't any reason why that shouldn't happen.
Yep.
And it's been quite a nice writing spree lately, and trying to finish a few things off for Paul's Starless album, and it forced me to a couple of things I wrote that went, actually that's the missing piece I needed for the new Bathers one. So
brilliant.
So good. It's a case of setting yourself down.
Yeah.
This sort of metaphorical someone cracking the whip, the ringmaster.
final question, Chris, is obviously it's the Blue Nile night, so do you have a favourite Blue Nile song?
I think I would say Saturday Night is a real favourite. Saturday Night, I'll go with that.
I've seen you do that yourself. So
yeah, well, Let's Go Out Tonight. This is close.
Tonight,
but
same album. Favourite child, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. I love that track.
Right. Yeah. Okay, excellent, Chris. Thank you very much.
I'll
let you get back to your night. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
is this your first gathering sort of thing?
Yeah, this is my first, but not my last.
Yeah, no, your last. I'm in the same boat as yourself. This is my first one as well.
It's been great. I loved it. I loved just meeting like-minded people that I didn't know existed, and just, yeah, looking forward to the future.
Excellent.
Yeah.
A big fan of the Blue Nile, obviously.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, I've had their records in the past, lost them on the way, and yeah, just really happy it still is going on, really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just a quick question, Chris. Do you have a favourite song, Blue Nile song?
So when I was younger in the 80s, a lot younger, I was in the band and we used to cover Heatwave, but I don't think we ever paid our PS royalties, so hopefully this will never be broadcasted live, ever, or repeated, or shared. So that's a yes. Heatwave. So sorry, Paul.
So maybe if we play Heatwave, that would be okay, Paul. Just see that as a...
Yes, yeah, I'm sure I have a few pennies in my back pocket. I can tell you. There's always the Italian way, brown envelope. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that. Yeah.
Chris, thanks very much.
No, my pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks very much. Bye bye.
Enjoy your night. Cheers. Thanks.
The road.
Just wandering around about, and we are now talking to
Sandra.
Sandra, where are you from?
Edinburgh.
Edinburgh. And you've come across especially for tonight.
Yeah, it's the first time I've been to this. I've heard about the last two, and I just thought I want to come and experience it, but it's been a fantastic night. Yeah. It's amazing to be in a room full of people who love the Blue Nile, because mm-hmm. normally I'll say to people I love the Blue Nile, and they're like, I've never heard of them. So being in a room full of people who know who they are and appreciate the music, it's really special, actually.
I agree. And it's a lovely setting, isn't it? It's a really, really nice
fantastic place. Fantastic building. It's the first time I've been in here. It's absolutely gorgeous. Beautiful setup. I mean, Gino puts in so much work to organise it, and also his other admin guys, but it's much appreciated. Yep. The guy who's singing tonight, is it Mark?
Mark.
Yep. Fantastic. Really, really nice to have that him singing as well. So it's been great. Yeah, great to talk to people.
Staying over as well, is that?
Yep. Staying over, but met new friends tonight. Been speaking to people I've never met before, so it's been such a really good experience. So very positive. Hope to be back next year, and hopefully Paul will turn up next year.
Sandra, thank you very much. I'll not keep you through. You enjoy your night.
Nice to meet you. Thank you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. I can hear you.
Hello, Dougie.
Fantastic. Roscoe, we were sitting together at our table, and now I've just stuck a microphone in your hand. Do you want to introduce yourself to everybody?
You're going to say that again, because I didn't quite get that, Dougie.
We were sitting together at the table, and I didn't even crack the light that I was going to interview you. And now I've just stuck a microphone in their hand, so would you like to introduce yourself, your name and where you come from? Contestant
Hello.
Number one.
Hello, Europe. I'm Roscoe, but to some people I'm Ross Mitchell. I'm from Forfar, which is just north of civilization. And I love the Blue Nile.
Yeah.
Discuss.
So, take us back to your favourite song of the Blue Nile. Do you have one?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Tinseltown in the Rain. It's the ephemeral song for everyone. The reason for me was I was a Fat Sam's person that was a nightclub in Dundee in 1984. I heard this song, I wanted to know what it was. Once I found out what it was, I bought the album, and for the last 38 years, I've been a prophet and disciple of the band.
Excellent. So, as we're going to play songs in this episode, I will stick on Tinseltown in the Rain for Roscoe. Does that work?
Any song?
Yep.
For me, Tinseltown, however.
Oh.
However.
However, we have got a however. We have a however. What is your however?
However, family life.
Oh, yeah. Right.
How can you not adore a song like Family Life? Mm-hmm. When people think it's about Christmas, it's so not about Christmas. It's so about everything else.
Yep.
Plus Christmas. Because of Toledo, it's not about Toledo. It's so about more than Toledo. You're laughing because you know I'm right.
You are right, yep.
God, where do I go on? You know, what we got? We got four albums. We got every song being a classic.
Yep.
Simple as.
So we can't choose, really. Right, so I'll just play them all. Pretty much.
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. Roscoe, I'll let you get back to your white wine and enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks, Dougie.
Pleasure.
Cheers.
Because of Toledo, I got sober and stayed clean. The pickups and the wild prairies, the shadows dancing in between. The girl leans on the jukebox in a pair of old blue jeans. Says I live here, but I don't really live anywhere. Because of Toledo. Tuesday it's raining and I'm pulling on my shoes. I guess I quit believing in the early morning news. As a boy orders coffee and he settles down to think how the woman that you love sometimes are the water that you drink. Then another faded waitress dressed in pink cries for Toledo.
Mark, so we were lucky enough to sit at the same table together, and I didn't know you were going up to perform. How was it?
It was really good. I enjoyed it. Gino asked me, what, I don't know, 6 months ago when he organised the thing, and I said, but I've never forgot about it, but I've never done any work up until just the last kind of couple of weeks, because I've got a lot of other things on my plate, and then I kind of, the realisation hit me that I'm going to have to get my finger out here and do something. Right. So for the past 2 weeks, I've kind of been on it, you know, making a set list and getting songs. And some of the songs were songs I've done before, but some of them are new ones. So just because a lot of these people have seen me before, and I've done the same songs all the time, and I hate doing that. So I wasn't quite confident with the kind of new ones, but
it was good.
Enjoyed it. It was a great set. It didn't sound that great up there, because when we set up before everybody was in, it sounded great. Mm-hmm. But see, when people are in and there's noise and whatever, it just messes the whole thing up. Yeah. So I just had to trust that it sounded half decent up front, you know.
No, it was great, and people up dancing and everything. You know,
it's good. Enjoyed it.
That's when you know it's good.
I know.
And you covered the Bathers song as well, so I know that went down really well.
See, when I looked over, he was sitting over, on that table there. Yep. When I started it, he wasn't there, and I thought, good, he's away up the road. And I've only just realised that he wasn't, he's still here.
No, he was quite chuffed.
Did he say something, did he? He'll maybe catch me later on. No, it was good, I enjoyed it. I really love that song. It is my favourite Bathers song.
Fantastic. So what's your involvement in G3? Have you been here before?
I've been to G2, which was 4 years ago. Right. That was my first event, and it was really daunting coming, because you're come to a thing where you don't know anybody, but yet you do know everybody because you spoke to them, you know, online and whatever. So it was really kind of odd when you turn up at the door. In fact, it was, I was on the train on the way in, and I went, what the hell am I doing? I don't know any of these people, but I went for it. But everybody was in the same boat, most people in the same boat. Yeah. And then I walked in, and right away, I seen the faces, and it was almost like meeting pop stars, you know, because you've seen all these faces.
Yeah.
So it was great, and everybody's so welcoming, you know. And then within, Gino just ran up to me right away. Mark McConnell. My beard was much bigger at that point. The best beard in Scotland. And him and I just hit it off right away. So, and we've been mates ever since. So.
And you play, it's not just here, you've played at some of the other.
I played at the thing that they have in Aberdour each time as well. There's an open mic on one of the nights, so I've done all of them. And there's usually a couple of other guys play them. But Gino just asked me to do it. And I think he wanted more of a kind of show rather than an open mic, kind of people up jamming and shouting and whatever, you know. So.
Great stuff. So, final question, man, I'll let you get back to you having a chat with other people. Do you have a favourite Blue Nile song? And if you do, what's the significance?
I mean, it's easy to say Tinseltown because that's the song that introduced me to the band.
Yep.
And that's the song I only knew for the longest time. I mean, when I wasn't a fan of Tinseltown, the Blue Nile, when they came out. Mm-hmm. I only got into them, I don't know, I'd say maybe 10, 12 years ago.
Right.
Yep. I can't even think why. I think that somebody introduced me to Hearts. Right. I'd only heard Walk Across the Rooftops.
Right.
And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. So it's easy to say Tinseltown, but I mean, I do love an odd one. I love Tomorrow Morning.
I
don't really know why. It's an acoustic song, although it sounds an easy song to play, it's really no. Mm-hmm. And I've still not worked it out yet.
Right.
And I can play almost any other one, but I just can't work it out. I was hoping Paul would be here tonight, I could ask him. But well, that's one of my favourites.
Pint.
Thank
your you. Pint. Now that is the cute.
Great.
Mark, you've
not appreciated.
Both hands are full now, so
I know.
Enjoy your pint.
Take it away.
Thanks
right,
very much.
Cheers, I appreciate it.
Cheers, thank you.
And time will tell.
just wandering about here at the G3, and I've came across this gorgeous specimen of a man who is
Willie.
Gino pointed me in your direction.
Okay.
Says you are one of the finest gentlemen he has ever met.
He's a bad judge of character, that's all I can say.
So could you tell the people that haven't made it here tonight, right, what's so special about these events?
Well, it's so hard to put into words. These people here I've only known for 4 or 5 years. And it's incredible that a three-piece band from Glasgow can make someone that I've only known, like Gino and Jen, almost feel like family.
Yep.
And it does genuinely, especially I think during the last few years that we've had lockdown, uh-huh, it makes you realise how important these people are in your life.
Yep.
And it's all because of this three-piece band from Glasgow.
Yeah.
It sounds absurd if you don't know, and it's one of these things that people say, if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yep.
You know, there's so many people here that are so special to me. Gino, Jen, I mean, just Alan Moran, these guys, these people here, they come from all over the world here.
Yeah, I know.
To come here, you know, for this band.
You know, I was talking to Tim from Boston there.
Yeah.
And to think, like, as you say, they're coming from all over the world for this weekend in this city, you know.
Oh, it's incredible.
And it's not organised by a big, huge groups. It's organised by a Facebook group.
Well, I know it's the work of the committee, but it's primarily one guy.
Yeah.
Gino. And his love for this group, and it's incredible that this band, who haven't done anything for 10 years, well, see, the solo artist 10 years ago, Midair, came out,
yep,
but can still get these people hyped up.
I know,
you know?
I know.
PJ's new album, you know, we were so lucky to have the new album out, and it's like a whole new generation discovered, and I'm trying to educate my daughter as to what this music means to us. And it's just incredible. I can't believe what one band can do for so many people.
So when did the Blue Nile come into your life? When did you discover
When I was 18, 19, I worked in the city centre. I used to work in fashion.
Okay.
And I used to drink in a pub called The Rock Garden, which PJ used to frequent, and he's partner Janice Watton, and I think they must have just done the album run about that time, and I remember this song coming on and thinking, what is that?
Yep.
You know, Stay was the first song I heard,
right?
And it was just incredible. Yeah. And then when I found out who they are, I went out and I bought the album, and
that's what we've done then.
Yeah,
that's what we've done.
Yeah, you went out and you bought the album, and you read the album,
yep,
and you got to know people like Malcolm and these names that kept regurgitating. Now, with downloads and stuff, you don't have that. You don't have that affinity with the album. You don't have that connection.
Yep.
You know?
Totally.
So it's just incredible that these guys who no longer play together, no longer do things, can still generate this interest in these people. And I must admit, the first one that was organised, we had a guy come from Japan.
Wow.
We had people come from America, and I walked here from my house in 5 minutes. I felt so guilty that these people were spending a fortune. But it doesn't matter if you come a mile or 100 miles.
Uh-huh.
It's about the band. It's about the love for the band, and also meeting all these people again.
We've
had so many concerts that we go to, and we all meet up and stuff, and it's just great. It's fantastic.
Brilliant.
You know?
Well, final question. Do you have a favourite Blue Nile song?
Yes, I do. It's Saturday Night. Because there's a line in it, and I'm going to cry. And I always think of my wife.
Right.
It says, an ordinary girl can make the world all right.
Yep.
And my wife's an ordinary girl, and she makes my world all right.
Oh,
you know, so to me, that sums the whole band up. It can make you feel, after all these years, that emotion's still there.
Yep.
You know, so for me, that's it.
Well, we'll get Saturday night. We'll get that on the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure talking
to you. No, you as well,
my
friend.
Enjoy the rest of your night.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right. Cheers, mate.
So we are now with
Tim O'Connor.
Tim O'Connor. Tim, that is not a Scottish accent. Where are you?
No, no, just north of Boston in the States. Yep.
When did you come over?
So this is the third gathering we've been here for. So we're part of the original group, 2016.
Yep.
And so originally there was a Facebook group. Prior to 2016, that was ended by the administrator at the time. And instead of passing off administration rights, she decided she wanted to end that.
Right.
And so at the time, as it were, I met with Martin McCarthy and Kevin Jackson, who was the original admin of these groups here in Boston when they were passing through. And we said, we just need to start it up again.
Wow.
Right? So we started up again. And now the group, some 6 years later, is three times the size of the original one, right? But it's a strange thing because the Blue Nile, everyone asks, I was 15 years old when I heard Walk Across the Rooftops, right? And I was a big U2 fan, right,
yeah,
from Boston,
yeah.
Right? A big Irish, Timothy Patrick O'Connor, there's a lot, big connection between, Dublin and Boston, right? A lot of Irish here. And I had seen Bono in 1984 and I don't know if it was Melody Maker or Q, one of the English magazines that I'd have to seek out in Boston. And he said, these are my favorite albums of the year. And one was, I'm a huge fan. I got to go get everything, right?
Yep.
And one was A Walk Across the Rooftops. And I remember feeling sort of betrayed after I heard that the first time because I'm expecting anthemic, rock. I'm expecting big guitars and politicals, all sorts of things. And what I heard was something very different, right? And at the time, I had a cassette player, the big boombox, that could play on loop.
Yep.
And I'm like, like any album, you got to give it a try, right? You got to give it a shot. So I would say, I think this stuff can put me to sleep, right? So I put it in, and I would play Walk Across the Rooftops, and it would end up playing all through the night, and then I continued to play it, and I think it got in my subconscious, and I said I'd never have heard anything like it, right? And it's an album that and then Hats and these other ones afterwards. It's an album that's as good today. I was 15 and now I'm 55 next week, right? And it still holds.
Uh-huh.
Very few records can do that.
No,
very
no,
few
no,
records. And I said I felt like Bono betrayed me, because I go, there's a drum machine here. What's that? I played in a three-piece band at the time, though. It was a drums, bass, guitar. And I'm like, sequencing and drum machines, that was anathema. That was a big problem for a rocker, right?
Yep.
And then I realized, I'd said one point, I got asked years ago be part of a book and say whatever. And I said, I never realized that a synthesizer could make you cry.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. So to come to turn this into what this is now, and this is the third gathering, is it's really something special, mm-hmm. right? And the reason why it's special is really the people, because I've never had an opportunity to even travel overseas, and we made the big first step to come over the first time,
yep.
And I'd known Martin, and then to meet up with Gino, Williams and Richard Brown and. And Kevin Jackson was really a part of the group, and we sort of rounded out this group. And then now, in 6-7 years later, we've been at each other's homes, right? In Boston, and Aberdeen, and Glasgow, and it's something special,
yep.
right? And these people here, these are a lot of people who become lifelong friends, right?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to make friends when you're my age, right? When you're older,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
And we have people here, and this is an extra special week because. I get to bring my wife for the first. She gives me a lot of rope. We came here the first time with my buddy Will Murphy. Right.
So
me and me, the two Irishmen from Boston came in 2016, 2018 without the wives. And I said, all right, you have to come now.
Yeah,
but it was nice, too, because they know each other now.
Yeah.
There's a big group of friends. And
yeah.
it's all because of the Blue Nile. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And having an opportunity, the first two, Paul joined us, the first two, and. Meeting up with PJ Moore and really is a friend of mine.
Yeah,
it's something.
That's wonderful.
It's incredible.
Yep.
Sometimes you get to meet your heroes and they don't disappoint.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. Yep.
So hey, I really appreciate you
taking
some time.
No problem. Do you have a favorite Blue Nile song that we could maybe?
What's it?
Do you have a favorite Blue Nile song that?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It is. I might have to say Saturday Night though.
Saturday Night. That's
yeah.
Quite a favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, every time I hear it too, it's just that's the one that most reminds me of my wife.
Yeah. Oh,
so
super.
25 years next week.
And
Sue, can you imagine? What?
Would you give us her name? Her name's
Susan. My wife Susan's here.
Oh.
Yeah, you might have to meet her over there.
Yeah.
She wouldn't want to talk on the mic, though. I'll tell you, oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's one of the reasons we get along so well, right? She's a quiet one. Yeah.
Tim, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. It's a pleasure. Thanks. So thanks for doing what you do.
No, you're very welcome.
So we're now with Gail. So Gail is the brains behind this outfit.
I am not the brains. I am very proud of my husband, and he's put a lot of work. I'm sorry, I'm very tipsy tonight.
Right.
I've had a lot of wine, but he has put a lot of work into this tonight, and I'm very proud of him.
Yeah, he's a top man, isn't he?
He is, and he's heart and soul in music.
Yep.
And he loves Blue Nile and Paul Buchanan. You know, do not leave me with.
I am now chatting with Gino Williams, who is the organiser of this event. Gino, could you just tell us the amount of work and effort you put into this to make things like this happen?
Yeah, I mean, this started in 2016, so we're going back like 6 years. One of the ladies in the group, Rhiannon, she was coming from Australia, she was coming for a trip to the UK, and she was like, oh, can we all meet up in the UK? I was like, yeah, that'd be nice. And then myself and Martin thought, why don't we make it a bigger thing? Let's get a few people together. Let's meet Rhiannon in maybe Glasgow. So myself and Martin, we went for a walk. We were out in West End. We walked into the Aura Moor. And one of Martin's friends worked here. And she said, you should rent this place. And we were like, well, we could have this place. She went, yeah. Why don't you come here for it? Like, have a night here. We're like, that's what happened. So we're like, so we booked this place, and we're like, it's one of them things like, book it and they will come.
Yep.
And that's what happened. We kind of like, right, we're going to book the Oran Moor. We're going to tell people we're going to book it. And then the first year in 2016, I think we had 150 odd people that came.
Yep.
We had no idea if Bobby Cannon was going to turn up. We'd let him know that we were going to do an event here. And then on the night, we were downstairs in the afternoon having a couple of drinks. Paul turned up and went, would you mind if I came along tonight and have a chat with people? And we were like, if you want, Paul, if you want. And that was the start of it.
That was it?
That was the beginning of it.
Wow.
So 2016 was the first event. We did one in 2018, and obviously we've done the one this year. And it really is. It's just a meeting of the Blue Nile kind of Facebook group. It's like-minded people who love the music. They come together, they come from North Carolina, they come from Boston, they come from the Netherlands, from Wales, England, Glasgow, Scotland, and they all come because of the love of the Blue Nile.
Yep.
It's madness.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic setting as well. It's such a lovely place.
I mean, when you come into this room, it's like the spiritual home of the Nilers.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the pictures and the art above. Is it Anthony Gray?
Yes, I think Chris had mentioned
that.
Aye.
It's just an incredible venue.
Yes, aye.
And it's just, I think it's the right place for the Blue Nile Facebook group.
Yep.
So this is our third event, and it's unbelievable.
And will we know how we've had a gap? Will there be G4? Will that be next year, you think? Do you think that'll be then?
Yeah, I think we did 2016, we did 2018. 2020, we had a meeting get together. But the coronavirus, we had to cancel.
Yep.
So we did it this year tonight. So I think probably the next one will be 2024.
Okay.
And it's just a meeting of the, you know, members of the Blue Nile Facebook group who love the Blue Nile, who love Glasgow. And it's just, it really is a collaborative meeting of like-minded people who love the group.
Yep. So just my final one, I'll let you get back to. I'll let you get back. Just my final question is, do you have a favourite Blue Nile song, and if so, why?
For me, it's always has been, always will be Family Life.
Yep.
Personally, it means a lot to me as a human being. It's always been my favourite song, it always will be my favourite song. It means a lot to me personally. Just that song, I mean, everybody's got a favourite Blue Nile song, but for me it's Family Life.
Excellent, we'll get that one. Gino, thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And huge, huge admiration for organising these things.
Oh, I love it. It's brilliant.
Brilliant. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dougie.
Cheers, enjoy your night.
Starlight, do you know me? Please don't look at me now. I'm falling apart. Silver on the window, like the bike I want. And home in the yard. is going by, north and south. Flowers on the table, and the coffee gets cold, like the milk in my mouth. Say chairs in separate rooms. Jesus, please, because happy sometimes. No more shout, no more fight. Tomorrow will be Christmas. We'll be singing those songs and light up the tree. All in all, the mercy. Say all your prayers for little old me. Jesus, you. Tears from her face and the sound of his voice.
Well, Gino, thanks very much. That's my favourite Blue Nile song as well. It really just hits you right in the heart. And I'm so glad you picked it, because I was like, I hope somebody picks Family Knife. And you did, so thank you. It just stirs up so many emotions. It's fragile, it's beautiful, and it just brings out things that, you know, that are deep inside us all. So, I want to, thanks, Gino. Really, I do appreciate that. And thank you for asking me along. And huge thanks to everyone that took part in this episode. Really appreciated your time, and meeting everyone was great. Loved it. It was highlight, one of the highlights of this year. So thank you very much. It was fantastic. And I'm sure I speak for everyone else. Just huge thanks to Gino. Huge admiration for what you do for this group. And if it wasn't for Gino, for people like you and the rest of the admin team that you've got, events like this wouldn't happen. And if being honest, we need things like this because the world's a shit place and we need good people. We need the Blue Nile and we need the Blue Nile family. So thank you, everyone. Best way to end it is with a tribute to the great man himself. Gino, this is for you.
It was good, we were happy. The door was red. I haven't been here in so long. It looks quite emotional. It's funny coming back, yeah, all the feelings, you know, the standing out here talking to your girlfriend. Yeah, we rehearsed the first album. Yeah, I don't think I... Yeah, I'd rather remember it the way it was. Untidy. Yeah. Funny coming back. Ghosts of yourself, you know. Tinsel town is in the rain. I know now love was so exciting. Tinsel town in the rain. Old men and women, here we are.
caught up in this big